Live from Owings Mills, another Purple Report by WNST correspondent Luke Jones.
John Harbaugh met with the media as the Ravens count down to their home opener against the Raiders.
Okay, appreciate everybody being here. Good practice, good tough day. Trying to get better every day. That's what we're working on. On the anniversary of 9/11, 23rd anniversary, I believe, of 9/11, I just want to thank all the first responders, all the military, the families who were involved with 9/11 who lost loved ones. That day and since, which is many, 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 many thousands of people, I want to let them know we're thinking about them and we haven't forgotten them. When I was growing up, when I was in my early 20s, I really didn't remember the assassination of John F. Kennedy. My mom and dad were big, big Jack and Jackie Kennedy fans. That we grew up thinking that the Kennedys were everything. You know, they were it. And they would talk about where they were that day when Jack Kennedy was assassinated in Dallas. Visited the book depository and saw how close it was. Saw the whole thing. You know, on the tour, when you do the tour at the National Museum there. And I learned about it because I'd heard about it. And I realized a lot of our guys in their early 20s are the same. They were kids, or they weren't born, some of them. And for them, it's kind of the same kind of a memory. So to keep that memory alive is so important. It means so much to our country, to our history. And, I mean, we were game planning, getting ready for the Giants on a Tuesday morning. And Carol Cullen, who worked with our staff, came in and said, turn on the TV, and I see smoke coming out of a building. It looks like maybe a little plane hit the building. Maybe it was just some kind of plane hit a building there. Watching it, I'm watching it. 20 minutes later, all of a sudden, slow motion, it seemed like this huge plane flies into the second tower. And, I mean, you're just like, what did I just see? And then from there on, you know, it was chaos. Sean Landetta was down there. He was our punter. He was down there that day. In Manhattan, it was the player's day off. He talks about running from the tower area, running, buying himself a bike and pedaling away so he could get off Manhattan as fast as he could. It's just one of those days that is kind of seared in our memory. So try to remember that. And for all those involved, and for all the first responders now, who and all the military people now, who and the police and the firemen and the medical, who do so much for us, please thank them when you see them. Just thank them for what they do. Great sacrifices are made, and they risk their lives every single day. Okay, with that, what questions do you have?
John, I know you get an extra few days being that Thursday. Even early in the season, is that beneficial, having those couple extra days going into the week?
Yeah, you know, I don't know. It can be. And maybe in other ways you could imagine where it couldn't be. So just kind of speculation. It just depends on how we handle it and how we come out and play. That'll be indicative of whether it was good for us or not.
Hey, Coach, what do you expect from the Raiders, and how's the preparation been to face them in week
two? We expect a very good football team. It's a very physical football team, hard-playing team, tough team, lots of speed, a dominant defensive front seven, aggressive, fast secondary who break on the ball and tackle very well, just a really good defense. And then offensively, big physical offensive line, talented receiving core, an elite receiving core across the board, tight ends, wide receivers, of course. You know who their guys are, and they're great players. And then we played Gardner Minshew before, and he's beaten us before. So we have all the respect in the world for him as a quarterback. We know how talented and good he is. So we're looking forward to the challenge, and it will be quite a challenge.
John, obviously Lamar is back in practice today, looking ready to go. That being said, you know, over 100 yards on the ground against the Chiefs, put some shoulders into some people. Are you comfortable with that level of physicality from Lamar running the ball throughout the season?
I'm comfortable with physical football team across the board, whatever it takes in a given situation to try to find a way to make a play and win the game. Every single one of our guys competing at the highest level to do whatever they can to play their best football, put our best foot forward, and try to win a play, win a series, win a game. That's what we're all here for.
John, is there a fine line, though, between that and also, you know,
we don't live in that world of fine lines. I mean, we live in the world of competing, going out there and doing the best you can. You know, there's no lines being drawn. The only lines that we have are the lines on the field, you know, the sidelines, the goal line, the back end line. Okay, that was a big one. That was a big line that was really important in this game. Those other fine lines you're talking about, I'm not even aware of those. I don't know what those are.
John, were you aware, Coach, of Kyle Van Noy? He was very critical of what happened in Kansas City with the lack of medical attention that he received. But did you
hear from him about that because he voiced his displeasure?
Yeah, he hasn't talked to me about that kind of stuff. That's not something I've talked to. I didn't hear the quote comments at all. They were sent to me. I read them. And that's about as far as I can get on it. I don't know what happened or didn't happen. Have respect for everybody involved. Have respect for the medical people everywhere in the league, of course. Our place, Kansas City, every place in the league, have respect for all of them. Have respect, utmost respect for the players. Certainly Kyle Van Noy. I mean, you know, he's my guy. You know, I love him. And this is one of these guys that competes and fights and does everything he can to be the best player he can. So, you know, that's something that that's just, you know, that's not what I'm going to be involved with.
John, how much can you take away? Because you faced Gardner last year, but it was with a different team, different system. So what's the value? Is there a lot of value in studying what he did last year versus you guys, or is it not all that relevant?
No, I think there's value in it, sure, because they'll probably watch that tape, and, you know, there's things they can take from it and use. In this game, I'm sure they'll think about doing that.
Coach, Matt Crosby had a big game against you guys last night. He played in 2021, sort of a game record. How do you account for him?
Yeah, he's a game record, no doubt about it. One of the best players in football. Very unpredictable player because of his high level of energy. I mean, he brings it every single play. Plays almost every snap. He's upfield. He's underneath. He's in the. He's back around the backside. He's spinning. You know, he's knocking your hands off. He's running to the ball. He's just a game record. To use that word, I think is exactly the right word. So, we're gonna have to do everything we can. But, you know, you can't put 11 guys on one guy. You know, you've got to handle all 11 of their guys as well. So we're going to have to do a great job with their whole defense. And definitely he's the guy you put the dot on and understand he's the top guy that you need to look out for.
John, we didn't get a chance to ask you. How do you think Trenton Simpson did in his first start? And now what kind of growth are you looking from him week one to week two?
I thought Trenton played well, flew around, played good football, did a lot of things right for sure, and I think he's going to build on that, you know, for sure. He'll build on that and keep growing as a player out here in practice today. Did some good things, but he did a couple of things that weren't great, you know, and we're coaching off those things too, just like every player, you know, so we're just trying to build everybody up as much as they can. Trenton would be the same. Young guys should make progress for sure, and that's what we're hoping for. No, we just want to make the next kick. That's what we'll be trying to do. Make the next kick, protect the next kick, get a good snap, get a good hold, get a good kick. It's definitely one at a time type of a process. You know, you can't, it's another thing, you can't be living in the past. You can't be living in the future. I mean, you can't even be living in whether the kick's going to go through the uprights or not. If you're the kicker, if you ask Justin, he'll tell you it's a process thing. You know, it's a process thing. You try to do everything right that play and make a good kick. You know, and if you make a good kick, you have the best opportunity to make the kick through the uprights, and that's what all of the 11 guys out there on that play try to do.
John, is that a new T-shirt with the salt and light?
It is. It is.
Any explanation on?
Well, I think this probably tells it all. Right?
It has nothing to do with your hair, right?
That's a good one. That's a good one. I like that.
John, if Deesa Isaac is back out here today, just how much does that help, and where's he at?
Well, it'll help a lot when we get him back out there. I think he's making good progress. Seems like he's getting him out there to practice today was big, and we'll see how he responds tomorrow, and hopefully we can build him in here as we go.
All right.
Well said. Great.